Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands.
Remembering God's favor,
God's favor.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a
hand,
remembering God's favor.
Seems like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
Want you to hear what I'm saying.
But there's no time,
no,
like the present,
no time
to give love,
to give love
and not hate.
Just give love.
And if we could just embrace our difference, always be something.
There'll always be something.
You know, each soul has its own goal, but to him we all must be.
So
why don't you give love?
We're friends.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillah. Welcome to another broadcast of The Reality of the Creator. I am your co-host, Woody Abdul-Kareem, and you are listening to, again, The Reality of the Creator Blog Talk Show. Today's topic is Restore Good Life Before Bad Living Destroys Your Spiritual Life. And we will expand and make that easier to understand throughout the show, and we look forward to it. We'd like to open up, as we usually do, with the very first surah, the very first chapter in the Quran, and that is chapter Fatiha. It is known as the mother of the Quran, the opening. Fatiha even means opening. And we'll read it in Arabic, and then of course we'll translate it because it was revealed to us in the Arabic, which is always a huge plus for Muslims to always go back to what the original, what God said, what Allah said. And, you know, of course, some words could be translated in many different ways, but at least you could always go back and know exactly what Allah said, what the creator of the heaven and earth has said. And then we could, you know, find translations and meanings from different scholarly thoughts, schools of thought. So we start out, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين الحمد لله. And the meaning, we start when I say A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. I always start when we read the Quran as Muslims. Anybody who's opening the Quran, especially if you're going to read it in the Arabic, you want to definitely say, seek Allah's protection from the shaitan, the accursed. Because, you know, of course, shaitan is going to try to get in there and have you misunderstand whatever you're reading. So A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Shaitan, the accursed, rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All hamd, all praise, all praise to Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful of the Alameen, of mankind and all that exists. That word hamd can be translated so many different ways. So we say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And we translate, you know, that word is translated as praise, all praise and thanks is to Allah. But there's whole books written on just that word, hamd. So praise, glory, you know, all the, everything goes to Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, the Lord of the Alameen. That's mankind, jinn, everything that exists, plants, mountains, trees, fish, animals, everything. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, the most gracious, the most merciful, Maliki Yawmiddin, only ruler of the day of judgment. Yawmiddin, the day of judgment, the day of recompense. Only Allah knows when that day is, and he hasn't shared that with any of his creation. So that's something that is very sacred, but we know that the time is short. So even though we don't know when Yawmiddin will be, we do know that it's close. The Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace and blessings be upon him, when he was around over 1,400 years ago, he said the day of judgment is close. It's very close. And he gave us certain signs to look for, and a lot of those signs have presented themselves. So we know that it's close, but we don't know whether it's going to be tomorrow or 1,000 years from now, but it's close. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. You alone we worship, you alone we pray for help. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Show us the straight way. O Allah, show us the straight way. And what is the straight way? Siratal ladina an'amta alayhim. So we ask Allah to show us the straight way, but then we clarify the way of those on whom you have bestowed your grace, and not the way of those who have earned your anger or who have earned your wrath or who have gone astray. Because who would want to be on the path of those who have earned Allah's anger or who have gone astray? That's the last path you would want to be on. And wala dawleen, those people who are astray, the dawleen, they're misguided. So we wouldn't want to be on any path of ignorance. We want to be on a path of righteous guidance. And then we say, the Muslims generally, because that's in every prayer, we get used to saying ameen after that, because you're asking Allah to do something for you, which is dua, which is a prayer. When you say a prayer, you say ameen. So We normally say ameen, but when we're just reading it in context like this, you don't have to say ameen. So alhamdulillah, again, welcome to the show. And it's the reality of the Creator. Today's topic is restore good life before bad living destroys your spiritual life. And I have questions, and I'm sure there's many questions on the board. If you have a question or want to say something, have a comment, just hit the number one on your keyboard, and it should light up over here. And we can, you know, get your name and where you're calling from and your question. The host of today's show is, of course, Imam Shahid Shabazz. He gave me the topic last evening, and we didn't talk about it much. So we're going to definitely clarify it, inshallah, today, God willing, today. Imam Shahid Shabazz, are you there? Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear, Shaykh. Alhamdulillah.
Good to hear your voice. And I appreciate the way you explained Fatiha. It is so comprehensive, it's so beautiful, and it's so clear the way you breaks it down. And I'm just grateful to Allah that He brought you on this show to help explain His clear truth in the Holy Quran. Well, so with that said, I just want to say assalamu alaikum to everyone, which means peace. The peace of Allah be upon you, your Creator. The peace of your Creator be upon you.
Wa alaikum salam wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah.
Yes, yeah, so you want me to explain a little bit of the topic to the audience?
Yes, brother, definitely. I definitely have some questions for you on the topic, but yes, I know you left it as, you know, when you said restore good life, where you said people restore good life before your bad life destroys your spiritual life. So it was definitely that play on words with life and, you know, good life and what is good life and bad life. What do you mean by bad life and then spiritual life? You know, how destroying that could be really bad for us.
Yes, sir. Well, we'll start off, people, by saying, first of all, I want, I'm looking at the 99 attributes or names of Allah, and I want to say here, the one name is Atawat. That's the best I can say it in Arabic. But it means the acceptor of repentance. Allah is the acceptor of repentance, and Allah is the source of all goodness. And Al-Jain, it means the gatherer. Allah is the one that will gather the souls together for judgment on the day of judgment. And in fact, Allah is gathering all people together today with this coronavirus. That's a sign of the day of judgment. It's a sign that Allah is going to gather people like this here, countless people, from the beginning of time for the day of recompense. Yes, we have to answer for the time we have here. Every day we are blessed to live, it's a special gift. It's the greatest gift from our Creator if we only but knew. So as we go into this topic, we want you to listen carefully. Listen not with your ears, but listen with your soul. Listen with your heart. And listen in sincerity. And listen understanding that things ain't going to get no better if we just let it be. You have to fight for your rights. And the way you fight for your rights, just start now. You got to fight your wrong so that you may bring out your righteousness, a right that's in you that Allah put in you in every human being when he created us. He put some of his righteousness in all of us so we will have a head start on evil. So in our righteousness is innate. It's in our nature. Wrong is against our nature. It's foreign to our nature. So that's why when we do wrong, our conscience bothers us. Our heart troubles us because we're going against the natural order of Allah's goodness in our heart. He said when he created every human being, he put some of his spirit in us and it made our heart all good. Okay? So people, we'll start from there. People, injustice. I'm still talking about this injustice. That people are talking about with these string of African-American young men and older men, too, getting killed by so-called white people. And we know that that's not just the injustice that whites are killing blacks. You got blacks killing blacks. Is that just or is that unjust? Unjust. That's unjust also. So we want to understand that injustice, Allah don't want injustice for nobody. And really Allah didn't give people titles like black or white by racial line. Allah said that he created a human being. Okay? So all humanity is one, people. There's no black and white people. There's no Chinese. There's no Indian. It's only one humanity. We must understand this before we go any further because, people are divided in religion, divided by their skin color, divided because of some having more wealth, material wealth than others, all these things. Now, we're going to talk about what's going to bring us together before it's too late, before we have to die and be resurrected, and our judgment on the day of judgment is the eternal hellfire. None of us don't want that, people. Read the Holy Quran in sincerity and the description that Allah gives you of the hellfire. You will strive hard if you got any sense at all to stay to do what Allah say do, to stay away from the fire and strive and ask Allah's help because we're weak to help you do all you can do to obey Allah so you can earn his paradise after your judgment on the day of judgment. People, injustice comes from evil conduct. So this is where bad life comes from. It comes from our evil conduct. And our evil conduct comes from our what? Selfish pride. You're proud of yourself. You know, you think it's all about you. Anytime you hear people constantly saying, I, you know they can't know Allah. I'm starting with the Muslim. You know, I used to say that, but it wasn't intentional. I was just ignorant because of this corrupt English language that we're speaking in. That's why we have to explain it, like the brother said, because this is not the correct language. So we have to explain it because it can mislead you easily into a wrong, and you be thinking you're right. So, people, you don't have much time left, like the brother said, to come back to your human life, which is your spiritual life. See, Allah says, I was reading in the Quran, he said he went through the stages of how he created the human being from a sperm drop and a leech-like clot and all that. And then after Allah said he created the human body, Allah said he yet created another creature out of the human body. And what was that creature? The spiritual creature I'm talking about. That's our real life. It's inside of us. It's the spirit of Allah in us. That gives us life. Allah said he's closer to us than our jugular vein. And you know the jugular vein is that vein, that vital vein that pumps the blood, keep the blood flowing from the heart to the brain, keep the blood circulating and keep you the body, give the body life. The body life, man. That's all it gives, the body life. You see. So Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, people, say in his final revelations in the Holy Quran that he created spiritual life, our spiritual life on this earth, only for a limited time. So most people, starting with the Muslims, most people, you look at them, they're really running scared than I ever seen in my 60-something years because of it ain't just the coronavirus. As the brother said in the beginning, Allah said he created this heaven and earth and human life for a limited time. And that time, to see, I can't leave this out, who would be best in conduct. So we are here, people. That's your purpose. A lot of people say, I don't know what my purpose is. Your purpose is to be best in conduct. That's why you was created, to be best in your conduct. And this limited time, as we say, the brother said, Allah said in the Quran, will soon run out. Getting back to justice in our life and this world, we can't get justice unless we do what? Submit our will, our ways as people to our Creator, Allah's perfect, just and good will. See, justice comes from Allah. Allah created the heavens and the earth, he said, for justice, and for a limited time. And know, people, that only Allah's goodness can destroy evil and injustice. We can't just march, walk, and talk about the evil. The brother spoke last week. Allah said, if you see evil or oppression of his people, injustice, now, first you fight it with your hands, your actions. And he give three ways, and then he say, if you can't with your hands, then you speak out against it. Don't just sit back and let injustice go by and don't say nothing. And he said the weakest of faith is hated in your heart. He said, and that's the weakest of faith. So we want the strongest of faith. We want to fight it with our actions. Injustice. And the first injustice we want to fight is not blacks against white. It's our own nafs, false desires, that keeps us into sin and evil and keeps us away from our spiritual life, bringing out the good that our Creator created inside of us and keeps us in sin. And Allah says, study history, in my conclusion for now. And Allah says, study history and see that no people in all history ever received the law of justice until they followed and obeyed Allah's just and moral laws. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillah. I thank you for that beautiful breakdown, brother. You are listening to The Reality of the Creator, Blog Talk Show. And today's topic that Imam Shaheed chose is restore good life before bad living destroys your spiritual life. And because that has so many points to it, Thank you for that, that nice breakdown of some of the details of this this beautiful topic that we're speaking on today. We have a lot of callers listening, and we thank you all for calling in. Please feel free to press the number one if you want to speak, or you have a comment, or you have a question on what we're talking about today. You'll light up on the keyboard here, and I'll be able to hopefully get to you, you know, before the end of the show, and you could present whatever question or share your thoughts on the show. And, of course, we appreciate that. I want to take this opportunity again. I mean, so I asked, you know, what is meant by good life? And I see you gave a few good answers for that, and about good behavior, you know, and how do we behave correctly. And I think the biggest problem there is you don't want bad behavior to affect your spirit, because it could affect your spiritual life, and then you could be morally corrupt. And we know how that ends from history, from just looking through history, how Allah rewarded, and I say that, negatively rewarded people who were unjust, people who were unjust. We have a few callers. I know there's a few people who've hit the number one. I want to take this chance to hit on one of the callers who may have a question, and find out your name and where you're calling from. This is in the 310 area code. I think that's out there in California. Phone number ends with 6259. What's your name and where you calling from?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Shagan Walden, calling from Inglewood, California.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brother Imam. We're grateful to Allah to have you on.
Alhamdulillah. I'm grateful to just be in the presence of two of my favorite Imams. Imam Abdul Kareem, love is God, and the Imam of the show that has been benefiting Muslims throughout his many years of service to Allah and to the Muslim community. And just listening to him this morning has just the few words he has said has definitely inspired me to say a couple of things. As usual, he has just moved me in a spiritual way that Allah has guided his tongue. He touched on a couple of things, and the way he touched on it is a way we need to spread this deen. We need to spread it in a simple form, in a form where people today can understand it. Because that's what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you know, this deen is easy, and it's for mankind till the end of time. So
that's
means
right.
But applied then, we'll apply now. Right. And I'm going to give you an example. We're in a time now, like the Imam said, end of day, there's rioting going on, and everything happens for a reason. Allah has said to us, and I'm just paraphrasing, he has said to us, he will replace us with a people that will listen to him and help him the way he wants to be listened to and loved. He will replace us.
That's right.
He will punish us with a people. Right? So, we as Muslims, we have to understand that we play an intricate part of everything that's going on in this art, this world, this land. And we have to carry ourselves. And that being said, I'll use a couple of examples out of the Quran. There was a time where Muslim women, the name was brought to the Arab, Muslims used to drink alcohol. Okay? And Allah didn't tell the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which means peace and blessings upon the Prophet. He didn't tell him to stop drinking immediately. No, what did he do? It was in state. Everything was in state. And a couple of quotes out of the Quran. I start with chapter 4, verse 43, I believe it is. Yeah, you have a little bit of anime. Talk for a bit. Salawati Antum Sukra, right? So, roughly translated, Allah says, O you who believe, approach not the salah, not the prayer, when you are in a drunken state, until you know what you utter, what you say. So he started with that. Allah started with that. He gave that to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, and he said, hey, listen, we're going to come drunk, because the Arabs used to love to drink. Right? We're going to come drunk. But let them know, don't come and pray to me unless they're in the right state. Then we went to another verse. So sukra, that's sugar. Okay, that's what's used in alcohol, sugar. And that's what he started with first. And then he went to the what we all know, alcohol. That's the Arabic word for wine, intoxicants that a lot of brothers are familiar with, Al-Kam. Right? So he went to the first chapter, I think it was chapter 5, if I'm not mistaken. Chapter 5, 90 and 91, if I'm not mistaken. And that says, yeah, I would have to be my enemy. And Nama out of Kamba. Oh, you who believe, intoxicant of all kinds, gambling, and they used to gamble on arrows, or luck, or whatever, or is of Shaitan's handiwork. So avoid. Strictly all of you, avoid that in order that you may be successful.
That's right.
And so he's telling us, so the point I'm trying to make is all this happens in stages. And when we're encouraging people to encourage Muslims, encouraging people in general to come to this deen, to change things about themselves and their lives so they can be successful, it has to be done in stages. You have to be made aware of it. You have to let people, you know, be made aware of it in your speech, in your actions, in your body, in your sermons that you give. Then you have to go to the point how to make people aware, and then start calling people on. Because if they fear God, if you fear Allah, you're going to do the right thing. And that's why I would like to share with you right now. And I would like to welcome brother that, inshallah, will be taking his shahada soon. And he's listening in from Alabama. Real good friend of Abdul Kareem and I growing up in Jersey. Inshallah. If he has any questions, Jeremy, you have a panel. These two brothers that are more than capable of asking. So don't hesitate to ask. Inshallah.
Walaikum salam. Thank you very much, Brother Imam. We appreciate that because I want to say this. See, there is physical intoxication. We know that with drugs and alcohol, and Allah say, don't come to prayer or salat with a mind befogged. That means with a mind confused. Intoxication confuses you. You can't think straight. And you can't come to Allah in that state. But also, a lot of Muslims, this is on a higher level, but it's still praying. And then I'll let someone else come on. But listen, I want people to understand that there's what's called spiritual intoxication. and spiritual intoxication come in where you can't distinguish right from wrong, good from evil. And this comes in when you choose to follow your own will. You say, I'm going to do what I want to do. Now, law say, do this, but you say, I know a law say that, but I still want to do this. And it's haram. Haram in Arabic means forbidden. Allah say to do the halal, that which he permits us to do, that's all good. So I appreciate you also letting the Muslims know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prayer and peace be upon the last and universal prophet, Muhammad, who was the prophet for all humankind. Allah say he is the Shaheed. That's my name, the witness. Shaheed mean the witness. He was the witness of the right conduct, not only for his generation, but for all generations of people for all times. Yes. And Allah says he revealed his final, as the brother said, revelations to Prophet Muhammad as a mercy for all mankind. He didn't say just the Muslim, all mankind. So the emphasis here today going to be too on us understanding that Allah got people in a state with this so-called coronavirus, or with this coronavirus, he got them under lockdown. There's something when you're in prison called lockdown. And that's when you know somebody done killed somebody, done something so bad, hurt somebody, they locked the whole prison down for a certain time. And they are really following the pattern of Allah's order, too. Allah got the people now on lockdown to get their attention, to let them know, you're going to answer for all this evil you've been doing. You're not going to continue on just me having mercy on you, and you're taking my mercy for granted and continuing on in your evil ways. No, and I've never seen the people in America, big bad America, as afraid to die as I see them now. And that includes most of the Muslims too. They're so scared to die. And I said this, and I'm going to give away. I said, Muslim, Christian, Jews, whatever religion, even if you ain't got no religion, but you believe in a supreme being that's not creation, but the creator, unseen. And you say you want to go to heaven, right? Or to Jannah. In Arabic, as you call it, it's still heaven, paradise. And I said, how can you get to heaven living in hell on earth? How can you get to heaven if you die in hell, in a hellish state, doing wrong and evil? How can you expect to be resurrected other than in that same state? Allah says you will be resurrected in the same state that you die in. So Allah said, if you die in an evil state, you're going to be resurrected on the day of judgment in an evil state. And he said, if you die in a good state, living and striving with sincerity and, mashallah, to please Allah and living a good life, a righteous life, to contribute to the good of mankind, he said, then you're going to be raised up in a good way and you will be guaranteed a Jannah, a paradise. With that said, right there, I will stop and say assalamu alaikum, because we got a lot of guests and I want to give everybody an opportunity to ask questions or to speak.
Alhamdulillah. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, you are listening to The Reality of the Creator. Today's topic is restore good life. Restore good life before bad living destroys your spiritual life. That was Imam Shaheed Shabazz. The caller before that was a good close friend and brother of mine, Shagan. He's calling from L.A., from California. And he mentioned the other brother, Sherman, who's on, which may Allah bless you and guide you and continue to guide you. But a few questions I wrote down that I hope to answer, you know, during this show about the topic, because the topic is restore good life before. So that's one thing, restore good life. Second part is before bad living or bad life destroys your spiritual life. That's the third part. So we got good life, bad living, and your spiritual life. And I wrote down, Imam, you know, what is meant by good life? Is it good behavior? And how do you do it? My second question was, I had three questions I wrote down for those three parts. What is meant by spiritual life? And is that good morality or good moral behavior? And how do you do it? And then the third thing I wrote was, what is meant by destroyed? You said bad living can destroy your spiritual life. And what is meant by destroyed? Because does that mean that a person won't be happy if they live morally corrupt? Does that mean that that person won't be successful? Because, you know, there's plenty of people who are unscrupulous and immoral who are very successful, quote unquote, by today's standards. You know, they have a lot of money, they have a lot of fame, a lot of platform. And, you know, there's a lot of morally good people who are living, you know, in some kind of a turmoil, you know, in a bad situation. And I really appreciate how the brother from California broke it down, because one of my questions, you know, what is meant by good life and is it good behavior and how do you know, he was able to extract that directly from the Quran. So from the Quran, and the Quran is our final revelation, our final book of revelation to mankind. There were many books before it, like the Torah, like the Gospel, like the Psalms of David, but they don't have this rule in there. And he went right to a rule that if you don't follow this last book, you don't have that rule, which is drinking. Drinking was, you know, prohibited, but it wasn't prohibited just like that. Boom, hey, stop drinking. One of the prophets.
Brother
Kareem.
Yeah. Brother Kareem.
Yeah.
Don't mean to cut you, brother, but I know you're a long-winded. If you want me to answer these questions, you got to give me an opportunity to answer.
I'm going to give you a chance, inshallah. I was going to just make a point about going to the Quran, and then I'm going to turn it right
okay.
over to you, inshallah, no problem. But the point about going to the Quran and finding out that drinking is prohibited is just giving us a good chance to know what good behavior is. If you don't go to the Quran, you don't know that rule. And then if you don't go to the Sunnah of our Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, you don't know how it was prohibited to quit drinking and the stages of development that it took and what came first. You know, La ilaha illallah came first. And then, you know, quit drinking came in stages. So it was just.
What do La ilaha illallah mean? They need to know what La ilaha illallah means, because a lot of people don't know Arabic.
Inshallah, I'm going to turn it back over to you, Sheikh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Share it with them.
Wa alaikum salam. I don't mean to cut you, but I know that if I wasn't a Muslim for 46 years, if I hadn't studied the Quran, and I wouldn't know if you just spoke the Arabic and I was raised up here in America speaking English and that's all I know, you would have to break it down. You would have to translate it and break it down in the language that I can understand it. But if you want to go ahead on with that, that's fine. But, I mean, if you want me to answer those questions, then I would, because you're going to have to remind me of what you, all three of them again. But if you want to go ahead on, because maybe you was going somewhere that you need to go with that, so I'm going to let you continue, and I'm not going to say anything at this time. I'm going to withdraw and let you finish.
Inshallah. Well, the question was, what is meant by good life? And, you know, is it good behavior? And how do we know we have good behavior? You know, how do we know what good behavior is?
Well, to answer that question at this time, I would say the only way we would know what good behavior is we would have to go to the source of all goodness. And the source of all goodness is Allah, is our Creator. Allah says in the Quran that all the good that happens to mankind, humankind, comes from Allah. And Allah will say all the evil or bad that happens in our life as humanity, human being, come from ourselves. So that answers the first questions.
Alhamdulillah. So when you say turn to Allah, How do we turn to Allah to find out this information? You're saying by reading the Quran.
Well, that's exactly how you get the information. You have to turn to the guidance. Allah said He set down the Quran as a mercy and as a guide. So we have people that's not even Muslims that know that the only way you can get the right guidance is you have to have the guidance that's from the Creator, and it has to be correct, and it can't be no contradictions, because Allah cannot contradict Himself. So Allah made the Quran clear, and He protected the Quran from any interceptions of His truth. The Quran is protected from anybody taking anything from what Allah say or adding anything to what the Creator say. So the Quran is the perfect book, the only perfect book that gives you perfect knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of what the Creator wants you, how He wants you to live. So, yeah, we always emphasize the Quran on this program, and even if I don't directly say what ayat or surah, chapter, verse from the Quran, everything I say comes from the Quran. The foundation of it is from the Holy Quran. I've emphasized, as the brother mentioned about me, for 46 years now, all around this country, La ilaha illallah, there's no God but Allah, and my life has been threatened. I've been shot at, guns put to my head, everything for me standing up for the concept of Tawheed, that there's no creator, no God, or nobody, no human being except one. And you can't see this God. He's unseen. So, you know, of course, the Holy Quran is the standard by which everybody has to judge right and wrong. Why? Because the Holy Quran wasn't just sent to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, for the Muslim. It was sent by Allah through the angel Jibril, alayhi salam, peace be upon him, for all humankind. So, yes, indeed, if you want to know what's right from what's wrong, you got to have the correct. Every Muslim that teaches from the Quran, even in the Arabic, of Allah, they're not necessarily correct. You have to, Allah has to bless you with correctness. Allah has to bless you with sincerity. And Prophet Muhammad, the prayer and the peace be upon him, said religion is sincerity. And the brother touched on that, I believe, but even if he didn't, you have to be sincere. Even to turn to Allah for guidance. Because if you don't, and there's no way a person I can see in their conduct being sincere, you coming to pray to your Creator in a state unclean of intoxication, where your mind and your body is unclean. Allah said He only accepts cleanliness and purity. He said He loves those who keep themselves pure and clean. And He loved those who what? Turn to Allah for guidance constantly. Not just five times a day in the rituals of prayer, but remember Allah. Allah say after prayer, continue to remember to obey His laws. You don't forget Allah after you make this law. So that concludes me answering the first one.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you for that explanation. Alhamdulillah. And I got another question, so I'm going to just give you the a few rapid-fire questions so you could give me these excellent answers and inshallah provide guidance for me and for, you know, people who are listening and for you. So alhamdulillah, the guidance comes from Quran. So what if one person reads something and, like you said, they don't have the blessing of understanding from Allah, and they read it in Quran and they look at it a completely different way than somebody else reads it, how can they be sure that they're understanding the Quran correctly?
Okay, very good question. Very excellent question. First of all, the brother from Imam from California touched on that. It's going to be by their example, their conduct. Allah says in the Quran, as I said in the summary, He created mankind, humankind, to test us, to see which of us would be best in conduct. Now, you spoke on it too. If you see Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, said this here. He said, when you see a true mu'min, a true believer in Allah, they remind you of Allah. Now, check that out. Now, he didn't say when you hear. It's a different than hear and see. He didn't say when you hear a true believer talking about Allah, they remind you of Allah. No. He said when you see a true believer in Allah, they remind you of Allah. And how do they remind you of Allah? By their conduct. Allah says Prophet Muhammad is the best model of human good morality. And Prophet Muhammad also said righteousness is good morality. So a human being must be exhibiting good morality, moral excellence, good morality. Then they don't even have to say a word. You will know that that person is taqwa, is God conscious, conscious of Allah. It's moral, good moral behavior. That's it.
Alhamdulillah. And who is the best example of good moral behavior that we could turn to see?
The best one in moral behavior, Allah say, is Prophet Muhammad Mustafa ibn Abdullah, the last and universal prophet to all mankind. Allah say he's the best model of human goodness and righteousness and human conduct for all people who believe in the last day, that they're going to stand before Allah, the Creator, on the last day and be judged and have a favorable judgment where they won't go into the fire of hell, but they can come back to Allah in his eternal heaven. They must follow all people. He said must follow the example of Prophet Muhammad. So Prophet Muhammad Mustafa ibn Abdullah, who lived 1,400 some odd years ago in Mecca, born in Saudi Arabia, the country, he, Allah says, the best example for not only the Muslims of the best behavior of human conduct, but the best moral behavior for all humankind. That's it.
Okay.
Alhamdulillah. All is greater.
Alhamdulillah. All praise is due to Allah. So when we say Alhamdulillah, that's all praise is due to Allah. And Allahu Akbar means Allah is the greatest, or Allah is greater. So, Alhamdulillah. Thank you for that. You are listening to The Reality of the Creator. Today's topic is restore good life before bad living destroys your spiritual life. And that was Imam Shahid Shabazz with the explanations. I'm your co-host, Woody Abdul Karim. And we have several guests on. We have one who has raised their hand. I believe this is Good Sister Isla from the D.C. area. I'm going to put you on the microphone and ask just to make sure, what is your name and where are you calling from? Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah. Yes, brothers. It's so good to be able to hear you, hear your voice on this beautiful day, teaching the word of the Creator and reminding us whose we are and who we are. Because the world has gone so far straight into the self, and then they don't understand what's happening and why it's happening, because they began to see themselves as God, and then they believe that there is no God except for themselves. So we want to thank Allah that you come on with this talk to remind us that Allah is a God. There is one God whose proper name is Allah, and we are servants of that one God. And he has left his instructions and guidance to us on earth as to how to serve him, how to live to please him. And we are to return to him to answer one day for the conduct, for our behavior on earth, and for whether we heard and obeyed and lived according to his will on earth. So I want to thank you. Thank you very much for bringing this beautiful program to us each morning to help us to consider and to think, become aware of who we are and why the conditions on earth are as they are. It's because of man. He's the one who brings the bad. Of course, Allah brings all good, his Creator, and puts good in us. And if we follow that good, we might not see the evil that we're seeing on earth now, but it's because of us going against the guidance of Allah that these things are happening. And now I give the thought to you, and thank you very much, Imam Shahid Shabazz, Imam Abdul Karim. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam. Thank you, Isla. And that was very beautiful and very plain. Beautiful and very plain. Well said. And I love it. I love the way you answer those questions, because you're coming from the Quran. The Quran is clear. And I like what the brother from California said to the brother Imam. It was something to the effect about us realizing that we Muslims, we supposed to be living by the guidance of Allah, and if we do that, we are automatically be guides for other people. They'll know that this is the way that they are supposed to live. I get that all the time, people coming up to me, asking me, people of all the human race, where are you from, are you, especially Caucasian or so-called whites, are you a minister or, whatever, because a lot of people in this country still just don't know what Muslims and Islam is all about. That's just a fact. Doesn't matter how many Muslims we have here, but I go out, like the brother said, I go out in the street, and I do door-to-door in from city to city. I been blessed by Allah to do this for 46 years. And I can say today, more than any other time, like the brother said, this is what he said. Allah said, if the Muslims don't exemplify the same behavior of Prophet Muhammad, then he will replace the Muslim and put somebody else in their place who will obey Allah and obey his Prophet Muhammad. So with that, I will conclude and say, thank you again, Sister Isla. That was well said and very clear and very concise and very important. Turn it back over to you.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. may Allah's peace be on you. And I wanted to just again mention, you're listening to The Reality of the Creator, Blog Talk, and today's show, the topic that Imam Shabazz chose for today is restore good life before bad living destroys your spiritual life. So on my second set of questions there, Imam, I want to say, when you say bad living or bad life, and how that could destroy your spiritual life. Bad life, I mean, some people don't know or don't consider themselves behaving badly. They don't consider their life to be bad. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of people with some very loose morals, that you may see in some very, on TV or on the radio, or maybe they have songs out or whatever, that would consider themselves not bad at all. But they may not have said a straight word, since they learned how to speak, and they may be morally some of the worst people, but they may be considered very successful or. So when you say bad living, is that objective? I mean, how do we base what's bad living and what's bad conduct, and how do you base what's bad? If somebody's half naked on stage and they consider it good, and every other word out their mouth is destructive to their own people, but they consider it good, maybe because they're making a whole lot of money or got a whole lot of fame, or maybe they have a huge platform to speak on. How do we determine bad living? How do you call that?
Very good. I like that. Okay, first of all, we're coming from the Quran. Allah, the Almighty Creator, say in the Holy Quran, He says, whose word can be truer than my word? So first of all, we must know that all good comes from Allah. And Allah say His word is for we. And Allah is all good. He mentions this over and over in the Quran that He's all good. Again, and what you said, you're right. There are many people that think because of their material worldly success, that they're successful. Another ayat out of the Quran and Surah, Allah says, talking to all humanity, he says, how you measure your success at the end of each day. He said, you don't measure by how much money you've gained, or how much materialism you gain, or how many people you got looking up to you or praising you. He said, you measure your success at the end of each day by asking yourself, how much closer have I gotten to my Lord? So we know that obeying our Creator, obeying His moral guidance and His moral book of guidance, the Quran, that is how we measure our success. And Allah say again in the Quran, from the Quran, Allah speaks about His prophet in this ayat in Surah. Allah says, he or she who obeys Allah and Prophet Muhammad have obtained the highest success, the greatest success that a human being can obtain in this material world. So I'm going to end right there on that question.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Again, you're listening to The Reality of the Creator. That I am your co-host, Abdul Kareem, and that's Imam Shahid Shabazz, your host for today and the host of this show. And I'm just pinning down on a few of the questions from the title that the Imam picked for today, Restore Good Life Before Bad Living Destroys Your Spiritual Life. And that was an excellent answer for what is bad living and who determines what's bad living. If Allah says it's bad, it's bad. You don't, you know, our own opinions don't even come close. You know, if Allah says no, then the answer is no.
That's right.
Doesn't matter how much we like it, how much we might be addicted to it, how much we, it doesn't matter. Allah says no. And like I opened up with Surah Al-Fatiha, one of the verses in there was Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Those two, Rahman and Rahim, are both mercy and entirely merciful and the most merciful and the giver of mercy. So we know that there is no more merciful, nothing, there's no deity, there's the mercy, Allah is mercy. That's one of the biggest attributes of the Creator, is mercy. So if somebody's hooked on drinking, that person can be hooked on Allah, and Allah can forgive him for every sip of liquor he ever took. And it might take that person longer than somebody who's not addicted to liquor to get off of that liquor and stop drinking that liquor. But his effort, as long as he understands who his Creator is and his efforts are to try to please his Creator, he's going to be blessed for those intentions, he or she, even though they may be struggling with stopping that liquor, you know. And the same with, like I mentioned, somebody who may be on stage somewhere making $1 million every time they jump on stage without their clothes on. It might be hard to give that lifestyle up. You got used to it. Your bank account's full. Everybody's tweeting you or you know, Skyping you, whatever you guys, you know, whatever this generation does to praise people that they see on stage. Everybody's buying your albums or whatever. They still make albums. I think it's nobody knows wax anymore. But you could be forgiven, and it's harder for that person. So I can't look down and say, that person's evil. I'm greater. I'm better. Because Allah, if that person's striving and trying to let that go, that person, if they're blessed by Allah, will eventually let that go. And that is going to be their jihad. That's going to be their struggle. So not a lot of people have hit the number one, even though we have several callers on. So I'm going to go down and ask a few folks here if they want to, if you'd like to, you could say your name and where you're calling from. And if you want to remain silent or if you don't have a comment, that's totally up to you. Did you have something to say, Mr. Imam Shabazz? Did you want to comment or do you want me to check a few callers?
Get to the callers.
Inshallah. Okay. So first there's this 804 area code. You may usually not comment. You might call in regularly and check. Number ends at 5610. If you'd like to say your name and where you're calling from, I know you've been on since the beginning of the show. Assalamu alaikum. Okay. And of course, if you don't, you could just, you don't have to, but we definitely thank you and appreciate you for listening. And hope you benefit. There's a caller on in the 205 area code. I believe that is a, Alabama area code. So, I may know who this is. Your number ends with 2004. Assalamu alaikum. And what's your name and where are you calling from?
Alabama. They got salam. For, you know, for somebody in the beginning of Islam like me that's interested, what advice would you give me to start to seek knowledge?
Wow. Alhamdulillah. That's probably being the most beautiful question of the day. Imam, you want me to take that, inshallah? Imam Shabazz?
Well, I wanted to speak on it also, but you're
please,
welcome to speak.
No, please.
Yes.
Well,
first of all, I want to thank this beautiful brother for being intelligent enough in this day and time when evil is everywhere, for being blessed to have the sincerity in his heart to recognize that this deen or this way of life, Islam, is the only correct way to go if you want to save yourself from self-destruction. I salute him for that. I just, you know, and the question is beautiful, very beautiful. My answer would be to you, my beloved brother, is that first of all, our prophet, that's all human beings, Muhammad, he said religion is sincerity. So first of all, before you can begin to understand, Allah will begin, or the Creator will begin to bless you to understand this perfected way of life, Islam, al-Islam, you must be sincere. And I don't know, but do you understand what sincerity is?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Could you explain to me what the whole meaning of sincerity is?
Serious mean like being good word to define that is, you know, putting your all into it, you know. And
That's right. You ain't got to say no more. You said it. you answered the question. You hit it right, the ball right on the head. I knocked it out of the park. It's just putting your all into your faith in Allah, because Allah says in the Quran, when you submit your will to His will in al-Islam, submit your whole will. That means your all. Give your all to Him. So that is the encouragement I would first give. Is understand that always be sincere. And Brother Kareem spoke on something I want to mention to you too. Know that none of us are perfect as human beings. We weren't created perfect. But we was created with a perfect nature. When Allah put some of His spirit in our heart, it made our hearts perfect. So our heart, when it is totally submitting to the will of Allah, is in a perfected state. We're in a perfected state. So, and the thing I want to encourage you, Brother Abdul Kareem mentions a lot, which is so beautiful and important for us, the Al-Fatiha, the opening prayer. Constantly go over the Al-Fatiha and think about what's being said, because Allah called that the seven often repeated ayats in the Quran, and He called that the Grand Quran. So Allah is really telling you Al-Fatiha. If you follow Al-Fatiha in the Quran, you basically, it's just almost following the whole Quran. What the meaning of the Fatiha is, it will save you from the evil in this world, and it will save you from the evil and the destruction of the hellfire in the next life if you sincerely follow the Al-Fatiha. And my last encouragement to you would be, Allah say, if you read His Quran constantly and follow His guidance in sincerity, He said He will definitely guarantee He will guide you all the way back to himself in Jannah in the hereafter. So I hope I answered that for you in a clear way. That would be my encouragement to you, to your answer. So was it clear, or you need the other brother?
Yeah,
he can.
Well, he can give me his advice too as well. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Thank you for the question.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. What the Imam said, I can only just expand on it because he gave you what you needed, and I can just expand on it just a little bit. But I mean, the topic of the show, Restore Good Life, is what you're doing. Before Bad Living restores your spiritual life. And like some of that is in, some of that, this topic is in your journey that you're starting, your spiritual journey that you're starting. Because the things that, you know, I guess the brother opened it up with one of those things. He opens up the Quran, which you can't go wrong with that. And he mentioned about liquor and drinking, which is just one of the many vices mankind may have. But just using that one as a tool for the or as a guide, you know, for this topic, that being drunk, like Imam Shahid Shabazz said, don't approach the salat. Don't approach your prayer when you've been drinking, because the shaitan is going to have your mind all over the place. And how do you know that your thinking is corrupt? How do you know what you're saying is corrupt? Is correct or corrupt if you're drunk or if you're not in the right state of mind? And that type of behavior, when you know that your Lord said it, you could see how that could corrupt your spiritual life.
Yeah.
You know, from your core, right? They poured a concrete patio for me, and when they poured the concrete, they put water in there, and then they mixed it really good. And if they had some solution, like let's say somebody was drinking a bottle of pee, and it spilt into the mixer by accident, that 16 ounces of Pepsi, even though it might have been 1,000 gallons of water and 1,000 pounds of that powder for cement, that little 16 ounces of Pepsi could ruin that foundation of that concrete. To make it brittle at some point. So that concrete now is going to break, see? So if they don't know, if somebody doesn't know, Pepsi is going to destroy the foundation of your you might be drinking or you might be doing something that's weakening you spiritually. That once you get that piece out, it gives you the chance to strengthen up your muscles and up your sincerity for this boon. And those little things are going to be found in Quran, in your journey, because you're going to read Quran and you're not going to understand everything right away. You know, you're going to read the English translation and you'll read the explanations of it, and it'll just draw you closer and closer because your sincerity is there. You sincerely want to know what the Creator, forget what you call it. Imam Shabazz says this all the time. When you're talking about sincerity, you could call it whatever you want. I just say, oh God, oh Creator of the heaven and the earth, I want to be close to you and learn what you want from me, and I want to avoid you going to the hellfire that I know you created, and I want to know, and I want to do everything possible to get to the paradise that you created. Whatever religion you want to call it, whatever, you know, you want to call it, if you're sincere, you're going to be led to Islam. It's the last book that Allah gave
us. That's right.
For guidance. So you're going to be led to the Quran, and then you're going to find out, okay, this, even though it might have been prohibited, I mean, you know, if you're our age, so you know Budweiser was probably more popular than water. It was, right? Before bottled water came out, it was more popular than water.
Right.
So that if, you know, drinking is this or that, you try to take that out of your thing, and if you're strong, you take it out completely. Some people are that strength, they hear, oh, Allah don't like it, boom, that's the last time they touch it. But some people, it's going to take a little bit of work. But once you know that Allah says, do this, don't do that, you're going to try to do everything in your power to do this and don't do that, you know, and not fight it. So may Allah bless you in your journey. And I'll make sure I try to get your address and things so I could send you some literature. And I'll share it with Imam Shahid Shabazz, because he has plenty of literature that he gets that I distribute in the jails, and you know, he distributes that on the street, things like that. And please, I'm gonna, you know, mute you now, But just hit that number one if you have a question, if you have any comment. Absolutely, you're welcome. It's a bigger blessing for us to help you on this part of your journey.
Thank you.
So, you know, thanking us.
Both of you.
We appreciate you, brother. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Again, brother. Alhamdulillah. Go ahead, Iman. Sorry.
No, I just said thank you to the brother for coming
alhamdulillah.
On.
Alhamdulillah. You're listening to The Reality of the Creator. Today's show, the topic is Restore Good Life Before Bad Living Destroys Your Spiritual Life. And we're trying to untangle that, the different facets, and there's so many different beautiful points in that very short sentence. Restore good life before bad living or bad life destroys your spiritual life, and how important every part of that is. So I know some people may not have hit the number one to ask a question, but I'm going to just go to two or three numbers and just check and see if you have a comment. If you want to mention your name and where you're calling from. And I could look just historically. I know some of these numbers usually don't have a comment. You just like to listen, so that's fine. But some I may not recognize, so I'll ask you. In North Carolina, the 336 number, 3189 area code. And did you want to say your name, where you're calling from?
What did I tell you? You don't tell me no.
Okay. Okay. Okay, I'm going to take that as no. Okay. Again, thank you for calling. In the 614 area code, I believe that's Dr. Love, but I'm not 100% sure. But in the 614 area code, the number ends with 7186. I just want to give you the opportunity to say your name and where you're calling from and see if you have any comment at all. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome, everybody, and also welcome to the, I didn't know if he was a new Muslim or a Muslim coming back to Islam, but we welcome. And always when we hear that another person embraces Islam, it helps us to renew our own faith, alhamdulillah. My name is Dr. Aisha Love, and the 614 is an Ohio number, but I'm currently in California. Some of the comments that I would like to make real quickly is, the brother asked an excellent question. Isn't it interesting how the excellent questions come from the people just like coming in? They ask excellent questions. How to start seeking knowledge? And I think that the brother actually has started because he asked the question. In order to have knowledge, you have to ask questions. You can't go in with statements. You have to ask questions. And those questions have to be sincere questions, sincere like that's going to lead you and propel you forward. One of the first things is definitely, you know, turn to Allah, turn to God, turn to the creator of all between the heavens and the earth. Read the Quran. Read the Quran, even if it's only one verse a day. Even if you only read the same verse over and over and over to get meaning to it. Read that, you know, read, recite. Iqra was the first word of Quranic revelation, Islamic revelation.
That's right. So
that's one of the first things. And don't ever be afraid to ask questions. Questions are so important. But the thing is, make sure you're asking the question to the person who may know the answer. You can't ask, you know, somebody who has never read the Quran about the Quran.
Sure can.
Although Allah does say that truth stands out clearly from falsehood, many people who hear the truth are not willing to claim it as truth, and they're willing to continue to divulge in the wrongdoing. Another thing, too, coming into Islam, one thing I learned, and I'm pretty close, you know, behind the imam, is that in time of service to Allah, and that's what we're here for, is to be in service to Allah, in service to humanity, help humanity as much as possible. Many times people, two last statements, many times people think that when they turn to a God, when they turn to Allah, whatever faith, they think that, okay, my life is going to be good now. Don't get misled by this, because Allah says, do not think that you will claim yourself to be a believer without being tested. And he also
tells
us that he tests us yearly with something of good and something of bad. So when you're in the good times, thank Allah. And when you're in the bad times, thank Allah. And don't turn away from Allah, because the struggle is often going to lead you to the good and the happy. And the good, if we don't appreciate the good that Allah gives us and thank Him for it, He can lead us into something not good from that good thing. So He tests us. So He also, what happens is when He tests us, He gives us the ability, if we're believers, He gives us the ability to have what it takes to pass through that test in faith, with faith. So never give up just because you're struggling. Every man and woman knows this life is about struggle. The next thing
That's
is,
right.
do not. What I would suggest to anybody, don't be enamored by crowds. Crowds, to me, kind of like are like cattle being led. And Allah says, nay, the people who follow in crowds are more like cattle, nay, at least the cattle go big. So the point I'm trying to make here is, if you're new in Islam, you're new coming back to Islam, whatever it be, truth is truth, and it stands clearly apart from falsehood. And if you know, based on Quran, and also based by your conscience, which Allah has given each one of us, some of us wears it down, but He gives us the knowing in our bodies, the conscience, to know the difference between right and wrong. If you know that you are right, do not rely on other people's knowledge above your own, because you can be more right than somebody else who may be practicing for years. It doesn't mean to pick up a sword and fight them, but it means, I see so many people when they come into Islam, they're like paying attention to what the quote-unquote Muslims are doing, and they say, well, wait a minute, you know, I didn't think that was right. And then they start getting into the bandwagon that this is the way to do things, and it's not. You knew it all along. Trust what Allah gives you, and that's all I have to say. Oh, and last thing, Sister Isla, it's always good to hear you on Sunday morning. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Very beautiful, Sister Dr. Aisha Love. Very profound and wisdom and hikmah of Allah that you've given to the new brother, Shahada. And he seemed to be a very humble brother. And I just want to say this briefly. I often mention this, and Brother Kareem, he mentioned this in another way. But Allah say, brother, along your journey to Allah say, if you have sins as wide as the earth, and you come to Allah and with a sincere heart, and you ask Allah to forgive you, He said He'll bring you forgiveness, the same amount of sins that you brought to Him. In other words, Allah, but He goes a little further. This is very important. Allah say, the believer's intention is better than our action. Also, Allah said the disbeliever's intention is worse than their actions. So Allah said through His Prophet Muhammad that our actions are but by our intentions in our heart. This is why Allah say, this is good advice. He will never change our condition, like what the condition we see now with the people in the coronavirus and other things too, killing people. He said it ain't just one race, it's all the human race. He said He will never change our condition as an individual, as a race, human race, until we first change the condition of the bad, false desires in our heart. See, the heart is the key to our spiritual life. And that's what this program is all about today. Because like Brother Abdul Karim said, a lot of people think they're successful, just Muslim Sunnah, a great majority of them, they're just because they're acquiring material things or they become ritualistic in their faith in Allah. They go through rituals and they even make salat. They do it on time, all the time. But yet they go out and they don't try to share Islam, the goodness of Allah, and this beautiful way of life with other people. And Allah say, he will not accept your faith if you don't share all his goodness that he give you with your brother. And your brother, he ain't talking about another Muslim. He's talking about humankind. We are one human race, and we have one creator. And that's the key. And Sister Aisha broke it down so beautifully, and I love that because Allah says if our knowledge, our relationship with him is based on somebody teaching us or tradition or whatever, he say, make your relationship more personal with him, just you and him. He give us the Quran, and Allah says in the Quran, he speaks to people, humankind, in our intelligence. And I know that Brother Karim and others have spoken on intelligent living. And what is intelligent living? It's righteous living. And bad living comes from ourselves, you know, following our own will. Like Brother Karim, Abdul Karim, they call say, you know, Allah's words are in the Quran, and they can't be understood clearly in the English language. You have to have a teacher that does really know and understand, that been blessed by Allah to understand the Arabic of the Quran to translate that for you so that you can get the best meaning and follow Allah's will and not be following Allah's creation or somebody else's will. So that's all I wanted to say at this time.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You know, thank you for all the beautiful statements. You're listening to The Reality of the Creator. On today's topic, restore good life before bad living destroys your spiritual life. I want to bring back on one of our first speakers today. I see you hit the number one button again. I believe this is our brother Shaven from California. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is a beautiful, beautiful topic and beautiful explanation. There's a couple of things I would like to say. Number one, whenever Imam Shaheed, Imam Abdul Karim refers to me, I am not in those brothers' class. They're very knowledgeable, and I enjoy listening to them, and I'm striving to get to where they are. That being said, listening to the sister that had just spoken, I didn't catch your name, but we also have to remember when our first scholars were women. Aisha, radiallahu anha, was one of our first scholars. And
yes. Just
listening to the sister, it proves to be true. And I just wanted to mention one thing that the brother said. It was a question, paraphrasing, asked, if we read the Quran, how do we know if we're getting the proper understanding? That was a very important question because we have a lot of brothers that read and feel they're not getting the proper understanding, or they might be getting the understanding. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses that in Surah chapter 41, verse 53. All right, he says, roughly translated, we will show them our signs in the universe and in their own selves until it becomes manifest to them that this is the truth.
That's right.
So, and that breaks and the text behind that is, look, what that verse means is that this is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he will show people his signs in different regions of the heavens and the earth and their own selves, that so that it may become clear to them, they may understand that the Quran is the truth sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
That's all I have to say.
You said a whole lot. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Thank you.
Alhamdulillah.
Walaikum salam.
Go ahead, Imam. Alhamdulillah. You have about 5 minutes, inshallah.
Oh, okay. Now, I just want to thank everybody that participated today. I want to thank all the listeners who didn't speak. And I want to definitely thank all you, you Brother Kareem, and the brother from California. He's very humble. I just want to say to him about myself, Allah has blessed me to be in this way of life 46 years. And every time I read his beautiful book, Quran, it's like a first time. I'm reading the same knowledge, and Allah says this in conclusion. It's a prayer, because the whole Quran is prayer. Allah says all the oceans on earth were ink, and all the trees were ink pen, wherewith we could write out the words of Allah. And Allah says he added 7 more oceans to this ocean. He said, sooner would the ocean run out of ink than with his words, they would never run out. They would keep going. So I'm saying that to say Allah says to us, and this is beautiful, seek his proof, his knowledge in the Quran from the cradle to the grave, till we die. So we cannot stop reading the Quran. We can't emphasize also sincerity, because Allah say, the only ones that can touch the Quran are those who are clean. Now I'm going to break that down right quick. What do Allah mean? Touch the Quran. Pick the book, his book up? No. He means you will not understand. He will not bless you to understand his message in the Quran unless your heart is pure. You got to have a pure heart. And where do a pure heart come from? Sincerity. Sincere devotion to Allah. And like the brother from Alabama said, giving your all to Allah. In everything you do in life, you turn to Allah for guidance and humbly, and Allah says, approach him in humility. With that said, Brother Kareem, I would like for you to end with prayer.
Okay, alhamdulillah. And we have just about enough time, inshallah, to end the way we started. But first, I want to end with a surah that the Prophet ﷺ used often, which is Surah Al-Asr in the Quran. And the surah goes like this: A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal Asr. Innal insana lafi khusr. Illa ladhina amanu wa amilu salihati wa tawasaw bil haqq wa tawasaw bis sabr. And this beautiful surah, the Prophet used it often when he ended his group conversations with his companion. And it says, Wal Asr, by time, verily man is in loss. That means all mankind is in loss, except those who believe, except those who do righteous good deeds and recommend one another to tell the truth. They recommend one another to tell the truth, and they recommend one another to be patient. They recommend each other to truth, and they recommend each other to patience. So let's keep that in mind. That's Surah 103 in the Quran. And then we'll go back to Surah Al-Fatiha, and we'll end with Allah. A'udhu billahi minash rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladhina an'amta alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. All praise is due to Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Excuse me. You alone we worship. You alone we pray for help. Guide us to the straight way, the way of those who you have blessed, and not the path of those who have gone astray or who have earned your wrath. Amen. Alhamdulillah. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Amin, and tune in next week to the reality of the Creator at 12 o'clock. And please hit the number one. May Allah bless you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
One who would forbid the wrong, one who would enjoin the right. And from the day you were born, that promise was kept true. There was so much work to do, but something special about you, and that something told us the time had come, and you would be the one who fulfilled all the hopes, all the dreams and prayers, and get the job done. There were many roads and obstacles, some pain along the way, but you never went astray. You only grew brighter every day. You're humble and patient, strong and kind. One look in your eyes and one can see a message of love and harmony, respect from the world community. So many leaders hold you high, denouncing all hate and bigotry. Example of what a good man should be. No vanity, cheating, tricks or lies. Yes, you are a star that lights the sky. So many been touched and blessed by you.